Welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To welcome everybody to the last 2011 edition of Saturday AM Live. Wow, a whole nother year has gone by. I try and think about the previous year and what has happened. Now I want to completely transition, and this is where we get to have a lot of fun. And I am writing these down, okay? I'm not going to call you in 6 weeks and, beat you up through the proverbial phone lines if you have not implemented that. But what is it really that we get to do as Nikan Wellness Consultants in the world, and as we say, that our main product, who we are as humans being more? So when we look at the five pillars of health, healthy mind, body, family, finances, and society, what is it that we get to enjoy about applying those, about utilizing the Japanese concept called Kaizen that was created after World War II, that if we can get up in the morning, we have breath in our lungs, and obviously we're still alive, and we've got one more day to live, to contribute. Obviously we've got a lot more than just one more, but at least that day, what is it that we can change, that we can implement? So what I've asked you to do is, and if those of you didn't receive my email, sorry, because again, we're in that dark ages of Nikan where the computer was completely shut down, so I couldn't do an email blast, but what is the one that jumps out at you of those five pillars, of those five areas? And for the sake of time, and as many people as we can get on the line this morning as possible, be bold, jump out there if you're not one to usually share, but pick one. Pick one area that you feel needs to see the greatest improvement that probably will impact the others. If you pick healthy body and you say, I am in 2012 20 pounds lighter than I am right now. Well, how are you going to implement that? What are you going to do? Are you going to eliminate all, sugar? That's a big one. I know Karen Eastwood, she told people, when she started on that about a year and a half, 2 years ago, she said, yeah, I discovered I was allergic to sugar. But she really wasn't. But she immediately, she started shedding, literally donating this extra weight that she carried for years. It was a simple one. So how do you do that? And, when you do that, when your body feels good, your mind will follow. A quote I learned a few months back. And it's so true that when we do the right things physically, everything else falls into place. Maybe it's healthy society. Maybe you've never been one to give back to your community. And we're firm believers that a healthy society is not just in your own little local community, but it's local, national, and international. How are we contributing as wellness consultants to improve our society? Maybe that's the big one for you. But what are some of the ways, or even one way, that you're going to...
Because logic is a long door.
My biggest one, and here's mine, and then I'm going to open up the line. Well, actually, the line is open, as I mentioned before, and if you're in an area where there's a lot of background noise, if you don't mind hitting *6, that'll mute your line, and you can also hit *6 to unmute it, and you'll be right back on. I've asked a few people to share, and I'm going to call on them by name right at the beginning here, so that'll give those of you who don't, that I'm not calling on, give you time to kind of put some stuff together. But mine is simply this. In 2012, the biggest area that I want to tweak, that I want to improve, is a healthy mind. I am doing that by reading 15 minutes in the morning, not necessarily first, but 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the evening before I go to bed. And, a good way to start your day, if you're one that still enjoys reading a newspaper, which is great. But as Zig Ziglar pointed out years ago, it's a good idea to balance things out. So find something more inspirational, like the Bible or a book by any of a zillion different authors out there. So if you read a little from the newspaper and you read a little bit from the Bible, you know what both sides are up to. Okay? So that was supposed to be funny, and if you didn't laugh, then, well, maybe you need to read a little more from the Bible because you've been reading too much from the newspaper. But that's a great way to impact the mind and start off on a good note every single day. And then at night, calming the body down by reading and putting good things in. Even if you fall asleep, at the end of the first stage, it'll take you a long time to get through a book. But for me, for Vance Rogers, that's the thing that I will implement. That's the biggest thing. I'm going back through all five pillars and picking, and there's some of them that I need to do several things. But that's the one, that's the big one for me. So, Jim Curry, I know you're on the line, and I believe in our communication earlier this week, you had said that healthy society is the big one for you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The five pillars of health, that statement they have really caught my eye when I first joined NECN. Now the next one is now humans being more. That's a tricky one too. I love it. But healthy society, and basically some thoughts I have is healthy society consists of being involved in your community. The strength of the community is the involvement of the community. That's you.
Mm.
Join an organization that does community volunteer projects.
So what are you Jim, if I can put you on the spot, what are you going to be doing differently 2012 that you haven't done previously?
This isn't question and answer. This is statement time. Let me finish. My personal involvement, starting with... Now you got me fouled up. Jeez. My personal involvement started with joining a local Rotary chapter some 10 years ago. I started by volunteering to work with their backpack program for the little kids, where we gave needy first and second grade kids backpacks. The first year I was in it, we gave 25 backpacks. It's really worthwhile to you personally when you see those little smiling faces saying thank you. That's being involved. No.
Jim, and what
Jim? Hold on. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Don't cut my message off here. I took over the program 5 years ago, and this year we gave out 200 backpacks fully supplied with their school needs. 200 backpacks to needy children. My point is to join a volunteer organization. Just don't attend meetings, but volunteer your services. That can carry over into NECN. Volunteering also leads to networking.
You want to go back?
Now, may I answer your questions, please?
Jim, what will you be doing differently in 2012 that you did differently? Do you have a goal of increasing that to 250 next year? Or what? I mean, because you are very, very involved in Rotary. It's a weekly occurrence for you. It's an ongoing thing. But you picked that one to share about. What will you do differently or more of?
I'll be becoming more involved in the different projects that our organization has.
Okay.
I singled it out with backpacks.
Okay, no, and I appreciate
that. Because that was a large project. But any organization
mm-hmm.
has lots of different projects, and they need volunteers to help them carry those projects out.
You know, though you're familiar with this because we're in the city of Portland, and just as a little caveat, the church that Faith and I have been involved in for going on 6 years now, and I'm not going to pat ourselves on the back because it's not anything that any one person has done, but it's collectively as a group, when you show up in mass as a volunteer and you give just a few hours' time, we have literally saved a high school from being closed. This inner city high school was slated 4 or 5 years ago. It was on the chopping block because there was not enough students. Their bills were just astronomical, and all of the funding that should be going to this particular school was going to other schools because in the city of Portland, it's an open district. If you don't necessarily want to go to the school that's right next to your house, you can be transferred. You can get on the city bus and ride down to a different school. That's just the way it is. So that being said, this school, which could accommodate 2,500 students, had an enrollment of about 600. So therefore, the long and short of it, 4 years ago, a church, the church that we're part of, and none of us had any idea the magnitude of it, and you'll get to see a documentary or a feature film that will be soon, but Roosevelt High School is now the envy of the Portland Public School System because of what has taken place, because a few people decided, hey, we can give a few hours a week, we can give a couple hours during the summer, but when you get involved as a team, and people understand this, that you, when you work with NECN, and the side benefit out of that, will it impact your NECN business? Absolutely. Give a bit of your time. It's not about giving your whole entire life, but a few hours a week, a few hours during the summer, a few hours a month, if, when combined and magnified with a few other people, it makes a huge, huge difference. Thank you, Jim, for jumping out there, and well, I called on you, and you knew I was going to call on you. So who's next? Just want to have your name and pick the one, and you don't have to go into as great as specific details, but how you're going to implement what you're going to change. And there's a lot of people on the line right now, so don't be shy. I'm going to start calling on people that I know are on the line because I have my ways of finding out who's on the call and who's not.
Good morning, Vance. This is Don Ferris in Beaverton.
Good morning, Don Ferris in Beaverton. What's the one area that you're going to tweak or you're going to change, and how are you going to do it?
Well, as you know, I am grossly overweight. In some areas, some people might say, you're fat. And I cannot deny the obvious.
Okay.
So that's one thing I'm going to be working.
You're going to choose the healthy body as the one.
Well, I'm going to work at it. That's right, in a big way. So this is going to be one of my annual New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
And also do more volunteer work. I'm going to take Jim's work or word on that, Jim's lead on that.
Okay.
And it's a great way, like he said, to do some great networking.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of other people out there who like to do volunteer work also.
Right. Don, let me put you on the spot because I know you don't mind being put on the spot because you're pretty thick-skinned and you can handle a tough question like this. What are you going to do differently in 2012 that you've not done previously to improve the arena or improve your body and get it more into, you can say, you know, as an NECN wellness consultant, my five pillars, you know, getting those in balance and improving them every single day. But when it comes to living out a healthy body, I am doing fill in the blank. What are you going to do?
Each morning I'm going to take my Viagra 4. Sorry about that.
You don't have to apologize one bit. You let people know on the line exactly what you're, you know, thinking about.
No. Viagra 4 or 5, whatever. Viagra and my Jade Green sign every morning. And I look in the mirror and say, good morning, fatty. Let's work on today.
Okay.
And just improve the way I live, the way I eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm staying away from things I know are bad for me.
Okay.
And that's after tonight, because Kay Bridges and I are going to go to a party tonight. I'm sure we're going to pick up.
Let's work on today. Okay, I like that. All right, thank you, Don. Who's next? Well, I know there's way more females on the line than there is males, and all we've heard from thus far is the male, the alpha males. So, come on, ladies. Who wants to take a stab at this?
Vance, it's Nancy, and I just have one comment for Don. Instead of saying to yourself in the morning, good morning, fatty, turn it around and see where you're going to be 6 months from now, 12 months from now, and say good morning, beautiful good morning, skinny good morning, something more positive.
Thank you, Nancy. I was going to say the same thing, but I thought I'm going to let one of our other callers. Nancy, you, I'm just going to put you on the spot because you...
But I'm going to hang up.
I know you are, because you'll get upset at me. But you have donated, not lost, because you weren't. Once you got rid of it, you weren't out there looking for it again. And that's anybody who spent any time around Vance knows that in the journey that he's been on in dropping, shedding, donating the extra.
Getting rid of.
Getting rid of.
I like getting rid of.
Because you don't. You lose your keys and then you go find them again. We have to change our mindset, and I don't know why our culture is so warped in the wrong direction with these certain little things that we say, which are totally demeaning and they're negative and they're kind of putting us in the wrong direction. But Nancy, over your journey with Nikan, you have donated quite a few unwanted, unnecessary pounds, and I really, really appreciate that. But and I thank you for making that comment to Don. On that note, in 2012. Looking at the five pillars, what's the one that jumps out at you as saying, look, this is the area I'm going to work on?
Well, for me, it's a perpetual health, and that is the, I don't want to say the only reason I do what I do as far as what I put in my mouth, but really it is, because if you eat healthy, the rest comes.
Okay.
And I've been dealing with some issues this year and trying to figure out what I can do food-wise to change the situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And I want to encourage people, when I eat healthy, the rest comes. I'm just writing these things down. And whether or not you felt, Nancy, that was your big one, I wrote it down anyways. And I want to, for the sake of time, I want to roll through these a little bit quickly so we can get more down. My goal is not to, fill up a whole page, but hey, it wouldn't be bad either. Nancy, exactly what you just said, you can utilize that when sharing with people, when you bump into people. It's an easy conversational starter. I noticed that, you fill in the blank, when you're at the grocery store or wherever, that in our own quest to live lives of humans being more, we're going to have ample opportunity day in and day out to share with others. We're not experts. We will never get to there in all five areas. And if you feel like you have, well, go call in a cave because you're arrogant, and that's not what we're supposed to be doing with it. But we can continually be improving in all five of these areas and help others in the process. That's the beautiful thing about it. So, okay.
I also just a little plug, if Don is available and...
Oh, he's available. Help. He's and he knows about the 7 a.m. call.
Okay.
Which, for any of you, and I'll do the plug.
Thank you.
Here's what I'm going to let you do, and then you guys can leave it in your... If the healthy body is the area that you feel that needs the biggest amount of improvement, you can go back over the last 2, 3, 4 years to the guests that we've interviewed on this line. And if you take a little bit of that knowledge, just little bits, from all these different people. Look at Kim Dunn. She's the latest nutritional microscopist that I interviewed, 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago?
What was that last word, nutritional what?
You want me to say it again really fast, don't you? Microscopist. There you go, 3 times really fast. You say it 3 times fast, Don. But anyway, if you read her article that's in the Nikan Family Magazine, number one, you can see, okay, obviously she's probably at her ideal weight, when it comes to a healthy body. But if you take some of these little nuggets of what these people are living by and how they implement into their lifestyle, Karen Hannigan is another one that I interviewed years ago, and she said, hey, if you want to get more into the right category of pH when it comes to alkaline versus acid, well, get rid of pork, beef, poultry, and fish. Start there. Well, basically she's saying, hey, go more into the plant-based realm. Now, we may not all be able to do it overnight, but at least start with one. The 2012, if you're addicted and you have a love affair with pork, you know, with the swine, with the piggies, just eliminate it. Just say right now, I'm going to cut that out. Because that's one of the things that if we want to get more into the alkaline, and I'm not talking about dropping pounds here or donating weight, that'll happen as a byproduct. Try me. Just mark my words. You start eliminating some of these things and putting more of the good in, it's an instantaneous byproduct. It's not rocket science. But anyways, if you want to really pursue that, there's a group that every single morning takes part in a conference call. Here's the email address. You email, and then you can get in contact. Actually, Nancy, why don't you just give me the phone number? How's that? We'll do a plug for it right now.
It is 605-715-4920, and the PIN is 810-9228-pound.
Okay, if you didn't get that down, it is 605-715-4920. Again, 605-715-4920. And the code, it's a 7-digit code? 810-9228-pound.
You got to be gone, Kittle.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Oh, okay. I mean,
so every morning, every weekday morning at 7 a.m. time, that's 10 a.m.
I was looking at the other clock. Okay.
Okay, so let's keep going here. Who's next? I just heard a male voice that's talking, and you don't realize that we can all hear you. But go ahead and share with the group. What's the one that you want to improve of the five pillars?
Was that me?
I think it was.
Man, you caught me. I'm sorry. I wasn't planning on getting caught. I guess the one pillar that I'm going to have to work on this year is the financial one. So I'm going to have to start talking to a lot more people than I have been talking to.
Okay.
And I actually started yesterday again.
Okay.
So I've got appointments set up for the 2nd, and hopefully get a few more set up this next week, and keep on working on that, because right now my job is just underbroke instead of just overbroke.
And for the sake of the rest of the listeners whose ears aren't as well defined as the 43-year-old that gets to host this call, this is Al Zimmerman, correct?
Right.
Okay. My voice recognition still works pretty well. So
absolutely, it does.
So Al, I wrote down, I am talking to more people to improve exposure. I'm just putting this down as I would say it, because then of course you get more appointments out of that. More appointments leads to more sales, more either retail or consultants.
Either way, I can go with it either direction.
Okay. All right. Let's go with one of the ladies that's in. Let's say Pam Benson. Are you still on the line?
Yeah.
Pam, go ahead and share yours with the group, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, well, just two, but the one regarding body.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I am at my ideal weight. I am 30 pounds lighter this year and have more energy and joy because of being more aware of when and what I eat. By finally eating regularly, consistently, consuming more fruit, vegetables, more organic, less sweet, and processed food. Also by getting back to walking and being more active on a consistent basis. My weight's come out of malnutrition and not eating.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a big area that I was in a conversation the other day with a friend, and he simply said, I just asked him point blank, and he said, man, this is cutting into my dinner time. We were on a fire call. And it was 8 o'clock at night. I said, you usually eat dinner this late? He said, no, we don't eat until about 9:30, 10.
Mm-hmm.
I said, are you serious?
No.
And I said, what do you eat for breakfast? Oh, I don't eat breakfast.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow up with him and say, look, let's get together sometime for coffee or lunch. I'll come in wherever you're at. He's a traveling sales rep. And let's meet. Though, and I'd love to just share you with some simple tips. I'm not an expert. However, I've learned a few things. And you see, nobody believes that I was 40 pounds heavier than I am now. And that's about what he needs to drop. So, anyway, thank you, Pam, for being so forthright with that. And as you heard Pam share, if you haven't taken the time, it doesn't do any good to make a New Year's resolution unless it's realistic. That's how we take the ideal and make it real, is we write it down and you implement it. Put some feet to this concept. Okay, in order for it to go into motion, we've got to get it down on paper so we can see it. Tweak with the words. Come up with a plan. If you can't implement if you don't have a plan. So I want to encourage you, there's no sense in making a resolution and then 6 weeks from now looking back and say, well, that was a waste. I guess I'll start next year. No. Dennis Estes said it so incredibly vitally 2 weeks ago when he said, whatever we do in the first month, there goes the quarter, and as the quarter goes, there goes the year. So right now, on the last day of 2011, it is incredibly crucial to take a few minutes. It doesn't take long. Get your life cycle back out. Look at those five pillars. Figure out which one needs to be tweaked the most. They all need to be improved. None of us are perfect in any of those areas. However, figure out which one needs to be tweaked the most for you that'll make the biggest impact in all the others. And then come up with a couple sentences and how we're going to make it differently. And some of these are fantastic. Okay, who's next?
Vance, why are you waiting?
Yes, Don.
You may not be aware of it, but I am a lifetime member of Weight Watchers International.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, way back then, I was lecturing for them.
Okay.
And one of my favorite things that I did, and I'm going to do it again, is I took a fat picture of myself that I looked disgusting, and I cut it out and took one of my famous magnets and put it on my refrigerator door.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of going in there and seeing what I could snack on, I'm drinking Pie Mag water.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's another simple thing. And, you know, when it comes to healthy families, you know, you may have been people, and I'm not calling anybody out in particular here, but you may have come from a family where your parents or your parent, who was a single parent family, that they screamed and yelled all the time, and you find yourself doing that to your spouse or to the people, your coworkers, or to your own kids. Make a decision and figure out a plan to end that. If that's not part of a healthy family as you see it, then you make a decision and you just don't do it. You know, if there were rage issues or whatever, we can control. And we can be humans being more by making simple decisions and implementing them. But first, we've got to recognize them and say, okay, this is the area I need to work on. This is how I'm going to do it. Who's next? When I say who's next, that means somebody jumps up and says, I'll be bold, Vance. It's not going to hurt. I'm not going to lose anything, and I'll share what I want to work on. Jane Brock. In San Antonio, Texas, I know you're on the line. Wendell Hendricks, Suzette Patton, come on.
Hi, Vance. This is Jean.
Go ahead, Jean. What are you going to work on, and how are you going to do it?
Okay. Well, you're a day ahead of me because I have to tell you, January 1st every year is my traditional time to redo my calendar for the year and also my resolutions. But, you know, the last couple of years, I guess since last time I went to Humans Being More, instead of resolutions, I call them intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Those of us who've been to Humans Being More know why I call them intentions. And so I agree with you about writing them down, and actually I was going to do that tomorrow. They've been in my head, but thanks to you I've been kind of jotting notes while we were talking. So I'm going to focus. I always do, in each of the five pillars, I always do, you know, at least a couple in each category. But since you asked for one, I'm going to just go with the society one. I think you know, Vance, I started volunteering. I realized that was the pillar that I'd worked on least last year. And I started when we moved to San Antonio volunteering for Soldiers Angels. Without going into detail, my whole family except me have been on active duty military at one time. I mean, all the way back to grandparents, great-grandparents. And I never felt I did enough in that area. So I've been volunteering for Soldiers Angels. And last year, year before last, all I did was send cards. You can be on a card-sending committee. Send cards to our soldiers in the field or to our wounded soldiers in places like Walter Reed and Bansy. And so this year, when we moved here, we have the major warehouse where everything goes out to the troops. I've been volunteering some there. And I'm just increasing that this year. We donated our Aquaport Deluxe to the warehouse and also gave sports bottles to a couple of the staff over there to try them out. And so the plan this year is they would like me to come over and start doing some wellness education for some of the most of the people that staff the warehouse are recovered, you know, recovering from their injuries. And they're really, a lot of them really are interested in health now. So that's what my plan is as far as changing things this year, is to pick one morning a week, it's probably going to be Friday, to actually be over there and volunteer on a regular basis instead of sort of in and out like I've been doing.
Okay.
So that's that pillar and working on all the others.
So it's increased involvement. With, what did you say the name of the organization was again?
It's called Soldiers Angels, and they do a tremendous amount. Anyone can go online to soldiersangels.org. Again, reminded me, I forgot one major thing I just did last month. You can adopt a soldier. You can adopt up to three, actually. I've got one so far, and they assign you somebody that's out in the field, and the only obligation is to send them one card a week, and one care package. It doesn't have to be much, but it's amazing how much they appreciate. I ended up with they just assigned you somebody, and I've got a 23-year-old young lady who's in Kuwait and had to leave her one-year-old baby behind with her family, and it's just been really rewarding seeing how you can't imagine how much she appreciated just like the sports bottle and the socks. I don't think they're just weekend products, but absolutely went nuts over the fact that the water is so bad over there. And the bottled water they get, she said, is horrible. And she's still raving about the socks. So I would really encourage anybody who's interested in showing your appreciation for what our troops are doing for us, to let us have the freedom to do what we do, too. And I didn't mean this to be a commercial, but really it's so rewarding, too.
I asked, I put you on the spot, and I wanted to hear about it. So you don't have to apologize one bit. Soldiers Angels is the name of the organization. And I think the beautiful thing about that, Gene, is that, you know, you started out that locally, and now it's gone, it's local, national, and international all at the same time. I mean, you're impacting so many lives just by adopting one. I mean, thank you. Anybody else want to share? I want to encourage everyone. Because for the sake of time, I'm going to tie a bow on the call. And as Jean said, taking the time to spend a day, that would be absolutely, ideal. Even if you spent 30 minutes sometime in the next few days, and if you're really, really serious about improving your life, being a human being more, if you'll take 30 minutes and just simply sit down, and it's not about goal setting, it's not even about intentions, even though that's exactly what we do as a result of going through Humans Being More training. We state our intentions, we state our beliefs, we state where we want things to be, and that will become the fuel to empower us. The mechanics and the mechanisms, they'll fall into place, because when you have the passion and the drive, things just figure out a way to make it, you know, they just come to pass. However, what I really want to encourage all of us to do is take the time to put some things on paper. Again, all five areas can be improved. Figure out if just one thing that we could do to improve, you know, in each of those five, healthy society, mind, body, family, finances. And with that, pick the one that you feel is the most crucial for you in this next year. And I guarantee you, if you come up with a plan, just a simple, even phrase, for any one of those five areas, you're going to see change, and it doesn't take a month. You'll see change in a few days, because you put that intention out there and you start acting upon it, things will change. And let me just share in closing, and if you missed my announcements up front, I'll let you go back and listen to the recording. I gave several. I think there were five or six announcements that I gave. If you missed those because you got on the call, you can go back later in the day after Steve gets it up on the website, which is SaturdayAMLive.com. And those of you who are regular listeners know that. But when it comes to putting your intention out there, and I'm going to see if I can share this without getting choked up. We have a teenager that lives with us. All right, our eldest daughter, McKenna. She has a desire and a goal as a seventh grader to be on the varsity volleyball team as a freshman. Okay, is it possible? Yes. Is it attainable? Yes. Is it likely? Not so much. Our school is very, very competitive when it comes to volleyball.
Yeah.
However, she's already made that intention, made that desire known now as a seventh grader. She's still got a whole nother year of middle school.
Yeah.
She said today, and pardon the interruption, someone forgot to mute themselves out. It's okay. But
okay.
She said this the other day.
And I'm a human.
And this is why Vance continually reminds people, if you hit *6 on your phone, or if you hit the mute button, then we don't get to hear you. But it's okay. I kept the line open for everybody's sake. McKenna said the other day to Stacy, my wife, her mom, who said, you know, McKenna, that's a pretty big goal to be on the freshman volleyball team, to be on the varsity team as a freshman. And she said, I can do it. Mom, if you just had a little bit of optimism, you could do it too. You would understand. You can be a little more optimistic, don't you think, and support me in this? And I thought, oh my goodness, where has she heard that from before? And then she didn't stop there, you guys. No, she said, and speaking of optimism, Mom, if you would have been more optimistic when you were in school, you could have been in Algebra 1. Or you could have gone beyond Algebra 1. So you have to understand the teenager, the 13-year-old, is already in Algebra 2 as a 7th grader. And she doesn't see any reason why everybody can't be doing exactly what she's done. So when we model this, when we pick one of these five areas, and when we pick have the desire to live in harmony, to be in balance in all five of them, but if we are honest and we'll recognize which ones need the most improvement, it will not only impact ourselves and our own lives, but it'll impact those around us. And I'm not saying I'm a perfect model in these. What I am saying is if it's already impacting the next generation in our home, and she's confronting her mom and telling her to be more optimistic, I'm cracking up because I just think it's hilarious that we can leave that impact on other people, but we first have to make the decision. So if you would, for those of you who didn't have a chance to share, I would like to write yours down. If you email them to me, I would be grateful. Just what it is in a sentence or two or three of how you're going to implement that. Because I'll guarantee you, again, if you'll put it in writing, it'll come to pass. But you've got to take the time. You owe it to yourself to put it in writing. And I would like to be able to look up and no reason for requesting these and having you share them and me putting them on paper in front of me. I'd like to be glancing over these from time to time and praying for you. That's my real reason for doing it. And God will back your act. You step out there and make a decision to do in any of these five areas. You act on it. God will back you. If the intention is amiable, if it's wholesome, and it's not selfish, but it's there to improve not only your life, but improve other people's lives, God will back your act. And that I can guarantee you with 100% certainty. So Thank you all who shared, who were bold.
Vance, I have one closing remark. Taking care of yourself is not selfish, and small changes can reap huge rewards.
I agree. And pardon me, and I apologize if I...
I know what you were saying.
You knew my intention. So, Jim, Don, Nancy, Al, Pam, Jean, thank you for stepping out and sharing. And I expect anybody else who's listening to the line, V.S. Rogers. Here's my email address, or you can call me, either way. But please, I'd love to have that. And again, I'd like to add it to my list. My email address is vsrogers995@aol.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, Rogers 995@aol.com. So if you're listening via the recording, you can take part in this too. I'd love to have them emailed to me. I would like to be able to look back on them. I'd like to be praying over them, because I'm 100% confident that 2012 will be better than 2011. And I'm not saying 2011 was a terrible year. I think we miss that when we make resolutions or we make goals, that we're always looking back and say, well, that year is over. I'm glad that one's done. Let's get on to the next one. No, there's nothing wrong with, we can look back on history and say, okay, what can we learn from that? How do we make it better? It was great, but how do we make it fantastic? So, anyhow, you guys have a fantastic New Year's Eve celebration this evening. Try not to consume too much of the bubbly, if that's your thing. Try not to eat too many things to really, really make it hard to get started tomorrow. no names mentioned, Don Ferris. Enjoy the last day of this year. And I look forward next Saturday. I almost forgot. Linda Morris, who is one of the wellness consultants that I truly believe is living out a balance, not perfect in all five of them. However, she's really, really, during her NECAN career, enjoyed the five pillars of health, living the life of a human being more. She will be with us next Saturday and already implementing and already put things in motion for 2012 in a big way. And it's got some fantastic things that she's doing in her own life and an organization. Fellow President's Club member, but just great story. Fantastic, fantastic story. And I know you're going to enjoy hearing from her next Saturday morning. So she'll be our guest. And then, as I said, too, as a quick reminder, if you've got a power chip story, please email that to me. Short and sweet and specific, and you can share gory details. You had a 10-inch lesion that was, festering and, just absolutely terrible, and it's been that way for a year, and you put the power chip on it, and, the next morning it was totally gone. Yeah, highly unlikely, but the more graphic you want to be, the better. Need to have those stories collected, and via email, we'll start there, and then we'll do a call live. So,
can I ask you a question on the power chip?
Yes.
Is it recommended to sandwich it like we've done with the Mini and the Power Patch?
When you say sandwich it...
Front and back, side to side, something like that. Like, say you have a neck discomfort, would you put one in the front and the back? Or your wrist, would you put one front and back? Or knee, something like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
The thing is, because when you use... the penetration factor is going to be much, much greater than a power patch or a mini or a super mini, not based on the strength of the magnetism, the Gauss, but because of the configuration. And I'll email out those few sentences that Dave Balzer, because I can't use his verbiage. I just can't. I'd like to, but I won't at this point. But the bottom line is, when you have two different poles warring at each other and pushing off of each other, it throws that magnetic field. Look at the diagram that's on the quick reference sheet, or that's in the supplement, the magazine or the catalog supplement, because I think it really does a fantastic job of explaining that. But absolutely, Nancy, when you use more than one at the same time, you're going to get a greater degree of penetration
Thank you.
And you're just going to improve the results. I've got one on my shoulder. I still don't know how I did this, but it just, say that story for a later date when it's completely back to 100%. But I just took a Nick stick and I stuck it on it. And it wasn't instantaneous like it had been for other areas of the body where I've used it. However, in 24 hours, I mentioned to Stacy last night, I thought, man, I really cannot believe how much better that feels in that short amount of time. Always use more than one.
You convinced me. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
Hey, Vance, on that same topic, I know I'm not sure with the power chip how it's going to impact, but I know with the Super Mini that people have found that when you wanted to do the sandwich, that it was better to use with the Super Mini on one side and a regular Mini on the other, not to use the Super Minis.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, with this new power chip being even basically more powerful because of the way the magnetic fields work, that people might want to play with being a regular Mini as the second one versus the power chip and see which works better.
Sure. Or you could use a power patch on one side and then the power chip on the other.
Right.
You know, you're going to get the penetration factor of the power chip is going to go right on through. You know, they've never really said, you know, even at the convention, they never said what the depth of penetration is. And I don't think really we want to go there because I think we start making claims of saying, well, you know, this product will penetrate 15 to 17 inches. Really? Well, how do you know that? You know, let's just use it, and if it doesn't work as effective and as quickly as you want it to, we'll try in a different configuration. Or, here's a novel concept, people. Increase your water consumption. Get some good, higher pH, bless you, whoever's speaking. Get some better quality caliber of water. Get your body more alkaline, and watch how much quicker it heals itself with or without the use of a power chip. Those of us who have started consuming via the bottle, the sport bottle, or via the waterfall, the source of higher alkaline water, we can attest to this. It's really quite remarkable. You start increasing the alkalinity and everything else that you do in the foods that we eat, in the amount of jade green enzymes that we consume. Again, it's really, really... you talk about a game changer. It's a life changer. And you'll see more effectiveness, greater improvement in the body. You'll feel better. You'll sleep better. Your resistance and your immune system will be stronger in so many ways. And we're going to see a lot more of this and a lot more publicity, not just from NECAN, but you start paying attention in all of our local news stations this last week. We're highlighting this, and I don't know why they all run with the same stories week, you know, day after day, or they're all about a day from each other, but they were actually just walking through the grocery store and picking food out of the produce and the fruit aisle and saying, you know, the consumption of this and increased consumption of this will do this, and they're making all the medical claims. I didn't have to do it. I just thought, wow, that's amazing. So thank you, everyone, for being on the line. Have a great, great New Year's Eve celebration again, and look forward to talking to you next Saturday. If there's anything else I can do, please don't hesitate to call or email. My phone number is, and I'm always game on talking to people, 503-695-5683. Please do not call me if you're on the East Coast before 9 a.m. your time.
Why not?
Because I just don't answer the phone, you know, prior to usually about 7 a.m. Anything after 7, then I'll do it. But, yeah, and we are on the West Coast time zone. That's 3 hours behind those of you on the East Coast. We're not out in the middle of the Atlantic. We are behind you time-wise. Sun rises in the east and sets in the west. So, anyways, I'll stop blabbing. You guys have a great New Year's. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning, if not before. Please contact me if there's anything I can do for you. I'd be happy to serve. And here's to a fantastic 2012, onward and upward. And we'll talk to you all soon. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
Thanks,
Happy New Year, Vance. Thank you. Great call. Good call.
Thank you. Thank you.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.